Quicksand, written by Henning Mankell and read by Sean Barrett. The moral right of the author has been asserted. Part 1. The Crooked Finger. Chapter 1. The Car Accident. Early in the morning of the 16th of December 2013, Eva drove me to the Statoil depot in Kungsbacker, where I collected the car I had hired. I was going to drive to Valokra, just outside Landskrona and back. The car was due to be returned that same evening. The following day I would be busy signing copies of my latest novel in bookshops in Gothenburg and Kungsbacker as part of the pre-Christmas publicity program. The wintry morning was freezing cold, but there was no rain or snow. The drive would take me 3 hours if I stopped for breakfast on the outskirts of Farbel, as was my wont. The head of my theatre in Maputo, Manuel Osuelo, with whom I had now been working for 30 years, was visiting Sweden. This was to be the first real meeting concerning the production we were planning to stage the following autumn. Manuela was staying with Eivind, who was going to direct the version of Hamlet I had been thinking about virtually all the years I had been working at the Teatro Avenida. It had struck me very early on that Hamlet was ideal for adapting as a drama about an African king. The fact is that something very similar to the plot of Hamlet actually took place in a part of southern Africa in the 19th century. My idea was that at the end of the play, when everybody is dead and Fortinbras comes on stage, he would be the white man who arrives to start colonizing Africa on a serious scale. I therefore thought it would be logical to allow Fortinbras to conclude the play with the to-be-or-not-to-be soliloquy. If you are going to perform Hamlet, you must have an actor who can play the part in the way you envisage it. And now we had just the man. Jorginho would be able to do it. He had developed significantly over the last few years, and he was also then best of all the actors when it came to the way he approached the language. It was a case of now or never. As I drove through Halland, I found myself looking forward to the coming day. I was filled with great expectations. The roads further south were dry, although it was very cloudy and overcast. I wasn't driving all that fast, unusually for me. I had given them an arrival time, and I didn't want to get there too early. Then suddenly it all happened, very quickly. Just north of Laholm, I pull out into the outside lane in order to overtake a slow-moving lorry. Somewhere on the road surface is a patch of something, possibly oil. I start skidding and lose control. The car crashes head-on into the central barrier and the airbags inflate. I black out for a second or two. When I come to, I sit there in silence for a while. What has happened? I feel around to make sure I am still in one piece. I'm not injured. I'm not bleeding. Then I get out. Cars have stopped and people are running towards me. I tell them I'm okay, I'm not hurt. I stand on the verge and telephone Eva. When she answers, I make a point of trying to sound calm. You can hear that it's me, I say, and that I'm all right. What's happened? She says immediately. I tell her about the accident. I play down the crash and insist that all is well. I don't really know what's going to happen next, but I'm fine. I don't know if she believes me. Then I telephone Valokra. I'm afraid I shan't be coming, I say. I've crashed into the central barrier on the road just outside Laholm. I'm not injured, but the car's a total write-off. The police arrive. I blow into their bag, but I'm completely sober. I describe the accident. While all this is happening, the fire brigade tows away the car, presumably to the scrap heap. An ambulance driver asks if I want a lift to A&D, just to be on the safe side. I say no, as I am not in any pain at all. The police drive me to the railway station in Laholm. Half an hour later, I'm on a train back to Gothenburg. I still haven't been to Valokra, and I never did the book signings there. Without really knowing why, I date my cancer to that very day, the 16th of December. 2013. There is no logic in doing so, of course. My tumours and metastases must have been growing for some
Sample complete. Ready to continue?